We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph. Hilchas, Devorim, Hayotzim, and Achai, Halacha Aleph. In the middle of paragraph Gimel, in our Likutei Halachos, it's page 130, right-hand column, second paragraph on the page. V'alkein Shimshna Gibor, Shoho Yehorishon, Shechogar Mosnov, Lamoit Kenegdom Lachniyom. Based on what we've been learning till now, Shimshon HaGibor, who was the first tzaddik who really took it upon himself to do battle, to go against the Pelishtim, to be able to bring about their downfall, Vehem Hoyu Mizgabrim Betoikev Gotl Moedos, and the Pelishtim were trying very hard to flex their muscles then, to show their power, Kemoy Shenirim and Amakroisham, as we see in the Psukim there. Al kein huchrach leireid letoichoy mikorash shalahem leshabroy lachnioi. Therefore, Shimshon HaGibor had to go down into the depths of their evil to try to destroy them from there. Ulevarer hatoiv menora, and be able to extract and rescue any toiv that was found within that ra. Shaydeze nefilosam. That's how one brings about the downfall of the Sitra Achra. V'alkein bo'eis sheholach lenoso, nizdamen lo yizois ha'maisa shel advash shemotza b'gias haryeh. And this is why it was specifically when he was going to marry the Pelishti woman, that's when this incident happened with the honey that he found in the carcass of the lion. K'ma shekosu shom ha'mikra, as it says over there in the Pasuk. Ki hu hayoz bebechinas zu, bebechinas noiga, levarer hatoiv menora. Because Shimshon HaGibor at that time was involved in this Tikkun of Klipas Noiga, to try to sort out, extract the good from the bad. Shezebrinas Hadvash Shu Torah Mitome. That's similar to Dvash, which is bringing out something Toher from something Tome. Bechina Shleimus Loshna Koidesh and Ishlam Aideach Noaz Harashel Shivam Muskanal, which is similar to the Tikkun of Shleimus Loshna Koidesh, which is accomplished by being Machnia the Ra of the 70 nations, and by doing the tikkun of klipas noiga, extracting the good from the bad in klipas noiga, shnai mikra vecho targum. Veze shebercho Yaakov varoma azal shimshon. And this is why we find that Yaakov Avinu gave a brocha to Shevet Don, and he was hinting to Shimshon HaGibor, k'mo shepirush Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there, Yehi Don nocho shalei derech, hanoyshech ik veisus, veyipoil roich voyocher. Hainu shehu yorad latoich ra hakoilel zuamas hanocha shishvoro. Shimshon HaGibor went down into the ra hakoilel, the filth of the snake, and destroyed it. Vaydeze noflu lacharei memela. And once he did that, the Pelishtim fell backwards automatically. HaPelishtim shayin echosam sham, who were attached to that ra. Vizehu hanoyshech ikvei sus vayipoil roich vocher. Ki sus hubichinas hara shayin echosam boy, shubichinas roich vimolo. The sus symbolizes the ra that the Sitra Achra is holding on to, the rider who is holding on to the horse and drawing from there. Bechinas sus v'roich v'roma v'yom, as we find by Kriyas Yamsuf also, that Hashem brought about the downfall of the horse and its rider. V'yidei shenoshach v'shovar ikve sus hora shnechozen boy, and by Shimshon HaGibor biting and destroying the feet of the horse, which symbolizes the ra that the Sitra Achra is holding on to, that caused the riders, the Pelishtim, the Sitra Achra that's holding on to that ra, to have a mapolo automatically. This will also explain why when the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, it praises it as the land that flows with milk and honey. Because as we learned earlier, Eretz Yisrael represents Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. V'alkein shom habrocha shel zovas cholov udvosh. And this is why Eretz Yisrael has the brocha flowing with milk and honey. Bechinas dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinech. The pasuk says, honey and milk under your tongue. Bechinas Shleimus Loshna Kodesh, which is a remez to the union of Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. Paragraph Dalid, V'alkein Tchilas Hu'alilo, שהסחל שמשון לסגרס בהם בניסוין שלא יהיו הידי החידה של הדבש. And this is why, when Shimshon HaGibor got married and he wanted to right away start up with the Pelishtim, his first shot was the riddle that he challenged them with about the honey. K'aydei b'chinas ha-dvash rotzo lach-niyem kanal, because through dvash, which represents this tikkun of klipas noiga, he wanted to be machnia the Pelishtim. Va'af sh'rabbeisenu zal omru Shimshon holach acharenov, even though the Gemara says that Shimshon followed his eyes, which seems that he wasn't involved in tikkunim, he was doing the opposite, chas v'sholom, it seems. Afal pikein bevadai betchilo hoyo kavanos el shem shamayim, k'mo shemefurish b'mikra. Certainly, his intention when he first started was l'shem shamayim, as it says over there in the pasuk, v'heim lo yodu k'mi Hashem hi, that they didn't realize that this is all part of Hashem's plan. Ach kefi anirim en amikrois in divrei b'senazal, however, it appears from the psukim there, and from the words of the Gemara, shebesoif nichshal k'tzas, that even though Shimshon HaGibor started off righteous, in the end, he somehow made some kind of a slight error. Ki lo ze tzorech toikef godol, sheyeh b'mayla niflov en hizgova moed moed, b'chinas tzadik gomor amavur de rabbeinu sham, because in order to undertake this kind of thing, to be machnia the sitra achra, through this tikkun of klipas noiga, a person has to be, a tzadik has to be very powerful on a very, very high level. The tzadik gomor, like rabbeinu zal says over there, shelo yishor etzlo yishumra afilu b'mashehu v'afilu b'koyach, that this tzaddik should be so pure that there's no ra whatsoever by him, no maisim roim, and not even b'machshava, not even b'koyach, not even in theory, not even in potential. He's on such a level of purity that there's no potential of ra by him, of sin. Oz yuchal ha-hashpil rishom ha-deoretz. That tzaddik is the one who has the ability to go down into the tzinor of the rosha and be machniyim there and to knock the rishom all the way down. Bebchinas anal. Ayin shom. Look over there in Likut Yemran, Torah Yutes and Torah Ches, both in the first half of Likut Yemran, that discuss this topic. Baruch Hashem.